The belt buckle I did with four different colors of sandstone to not represent just native women, but all skin tones of women. And it looks like they're like cradling the Mother Earth. And, it looks so special because I think that is our mother, and that's what all these women are protecting, is that from their family to their communities, and it all comes down to this little small Mother Earth thing.
Okay, then the next woman with the turquoise in the background, and that's a whale.
The next one is Susie Siluk, and she's from Alaska, and she's an amazing ivory carver. And the government this last year was going to put a ban on ivory. And so she's been going to Washington, D.C. and fighting the ivory ban. She's been to two Senate hearings, and they're still working on trying to get rid of the ban because all of her relatives and a lot of artists on the Aleutian Islands, Alaska, Canada, subsist off of ivory carving. And so she's been fighting that, and she's also been fighting against predators of Native women in Alaska. So she's stopped violence against women in Alaska.
Okay.
And she wanted the whale tail. That's their sacred animal is the whale that gave them life and everything. So that's why I put the whale right next to her. And then the next woman on here is Tipiziwee Tallman. She's from Standing Rock. She's a language teacher, and she's been teaching young kids up in Standing Rock for a few years on language immersion. And her name means Yellow Lodge Woman, and she wanted three yellow teepees for her background with the four-pointed stars. She wanted to work within the system, so she's going back to college right now in Washington, and she's always talking about how much she misses home or people, but she wants to become a principal to better affect the education at Standing Rock. And she really struggles with she has a family, and they're she makes earrings, and her husband makes soaps and lotions, and that's how they're working their way through school with doing it their own way. The next one is Mary Catherine Nagel. She's a Cherokee, and she's a playwright and a lawyer. And she wanted the turtle design for her background because of the significance of the turtle to the Cherokee people. And she's also real political with her plays, and she's shown in Washington, D.C. And through her law, the law firm that she works for, she has made a lot of strides with women issues, Native women issues, and Native rights. So it's real powerful women, those three. The next one is Wanda Batchelor. She's from the Washoe tribe in Nevada and California. Her family is a master basket weavers, and she wanted her grandma's basket design behind her. So I put the black and the white basket designs behind her, and she was the first female tribal president of her tribe. And she's fighting against, I think it's in California, they're trying to dam up the last free-flowing river where there was the last salmon run in California, and she's fighting against this dam that they're trying to put up. And the next one is Jody Archambault Gillette. She's Lakota, and she lives in Standing Rock, and she was the Native American advisor to President Obama. And she's promoted a lot of Native rights legislation with Obama. Just a real powerful woman with all the things that she's pushed for Native rights. And
What's in her background?
she sent me a photo of her powwow dancing, and she had the beautiful cape that was fully beaded, and it had a pink background with a yellow and a blue, like a reflection design. And she wanted that design in her for the background, and that pink just made this whole belt just really pop. The next one is Roxanne Swenzel. She's a friend of ours from Santa Clara Pueblo. She's an amazing artist, and she's a real huge advocate for getting back to the Pueblo diet to make her people be more healthy. And she's written a cookbook on the traditional foods. And she's also started an heirloom seed bank for their heirloom corns and their seeds from her ancestors. The design that she wanted behind her portrait was an Anasazi pottery design. And she sent me three designs. Two of them seemed pretty simple, and her favorite was the most difficult one to make. It was really a trick just drawing the design alone. But in her pieces that she does are little people, and the faces are just so human-like and show so much emotion. And she's one of the most beautiful human beings we know. You know, she's amazing. The next woman on here is Suzanne Harjo. She lives in Washington, D.C. and has been advocating for Native women and Native rights for 6 decades. And she has the Morning Star Institute, and she wanted a Morning Star behind her. And the next woman here is a young lady from Standing Rock. Her name's Bobby Jean Threelegs. And she was involved at the very beginning of the oil pipeline protests. And she energized the whole youth movement to do a 500-mile march to Omaha, Nebraska from Standing Rock. And also had gone to Washington, D.C. and other places and really got a lot of the youth involved in doing something. You know, it's good to see those young people involved with these movements. And then in between each piece is I did a teepee frame design, and in Lakota, that teepee frame represents the woman, which is the backbone of the people.